One problem that people have when they think about these issues is that they don't have a very good long-term historical grasp of things. And so people don't think about, for example, that, you know, 110 years ago, at the beginning of the 20th century, the predominant mode of transportation in our cities was horses. Now, the average horse ate something like 30 pounds of feed a day, and you can imagine the amount of manure and urine that was produced. You know, 100,000 horses in New York City, you can imagine what it smelled like. And in fact, the public health authorities at the time said this is a real health problem. Until we get rid of horses and bring in automobiles and something motorized, you know, public health is going to suffer. And in fact, respiratory disease rates in American cities were 8 times higher 100 years ago than they are today. And so the irony is that the automobile ended up being an environmental improvement for our cities. They actually cleaned up the cities.